Hi, I'm Serena, and this is my co-host, Mike, and you're listening to Diapers and Deployments, Who's Got It Worse? The podcast that talks about all things military, the good, the bad, and the oh shit.
On today's show, we introduce you to someone from SBA, the Small Business Administration. So if you're looking to start a business or a franchise, listen up.
This podcast is supported by SkillMill Corporation, helping veterans transition to the civilian workspace.
Serena, I'm going to share the text message I got this week about you, and I'll share it with you. Remember?
Okay.
You're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So my buddy, not a veteran, I asked him to listen to the show for us to see how we're doing, right?
Uh-huh.
And he says, okay, bro, I'm not saying this because I love you and you're my friend, because if you sucked, I would tell you you suck. This is the way he writes, right? He said, podcast is awesome. Great content, great cause. Serena is great. Love the Robert Patrick one too. It sounds like a real stand-up guy. He said, I want a Ride the Legend shirt. So I guess those are popular. He said, and I most definitely want to see Serena's tattoo.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that a couple shows.
I know.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, they're not. It's for all right, Brandon's fans, eyes only.
Friends, you heard that. So forget about the tattoos.
I do have to say, you know, wearing a bathing suit, it is very visible because it's big, so I can't hide it. However, I don't know how many fans are going to see me in a bathing suit anytime soon.
Well, hey, I'm going to tell you how many fans are going to see me in a bathing suit. None. I don't have a body for it. That's okay. All right, Serena. So, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. You are too. I mean, I got out of the military and decided, hey, I want to start a business, but I knew nothing. Turns out there's people out there to help. People like me and you, they help not only veterans, but spouses. And I don't think a lot of people knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was anything like that out for us.
Yeah. Well, Natalie, we're bringing her on the show. Natalie, I'd like to introduce you to Serena, my co-host.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
So the SBA, the Small Business Association, they have programs in every state, right, Natalie?
Yes, we do have an SBA district office located in every state.
And when I got out, I went to the SBA and they sent someone to basically sit down with me, look at my business plan, kind of walk me through it and point me in the right direction. So I brought Natalie on to talk about, she runs a couple of programs, you know, for veterans and spouses. She does the veteran business outreach, some loans. I know some people need money, right? That's the biggest thing usually, right?
I need all the money.
Give me that money. Hey, if you're listening out there and someone offers you something for free and it's too good to be true, it is. But there is some free money with the SBA. Natalie, first tell us how you got started with the SBA and what you do up there.
So I found my way to Jacksonville. It wasn't my plan. I just wandered up here. I'm with the Jacksonville, North Florida District Office. And we cover 43 counties, so we have a lot of territory to cover. Like I said, I didn't do my homework, but I'm like, okay, it's all right. And when I got here in 2012, I came aboard as an economic development specialist. I go out and market and promote the programs and services of SBA. And then towards the end of the year, I had a coworker that was leaving, and he happened to be the veterans rep. And I took on the veterans rep responsibilities. And ever since then, I just been doing it, and I love it.
That's awesome.
So tell us about a little bit about the business outreach, and we'll get to the loans last because I know everyone wants to hear about money, and then the Boost the Business program.
So the Veterans Business Outreach Center, we call that the VBOC for short. They're one of the SBA resource partners that we partly fund, and their role is to provide free business mentoring and counseling. Okay. They also provide training January through December. And sometimes those trainings are free and sometimes they may have a small fee attached to it. So that resource partner was created specifically for our veteran community, including the spouses that wanted to start a business or grow a business, or at least just learn what's involved in that whole process. The Veterans Business Outreach Center is located in Panama City. They do cover the whole state of Florida, and anyone that's basically not within, let's say, an hour's drive or whatever, they can still work with the Veterans Business Outreach Center, but it will be over the phone or through the computer. So even before we got in this pandemic, there was individuals doing counseling over the phone, or, you know, virtually. But VBOC has been a resource with SBA about 20 years. And hopefully one day, you know, we can say, hey, we have VBOCs in the state of Florida, because in Florida, we do have two district offices. I'm with the North Florida district office and we have a South Florida district office. So maybe one day we'll have another BBOP.
Well, Florida, you know, there's a lot of veterans in Florida. So I'm guessing that you guys stay pretty busy.
We do. And again, with the territory that we cover, the military bases that we cover, yes, we do have a lot of grounds that we do cover. And that BBOP that, you know, I always talk about, that was the first BBOP created within the agency itself. So, you know, we have a number one BBOP as well.
You talk about Boost the Business. Tell us a little bit about that.
We started Boost the Business back in 2012. It's a two-day entrepreneurship track. So it was created for those individuals that were getting ready to transition out the military and wanted to either entrepreneurship, education, or employment. So those individuals that check entrepreneurship, Boost the Business was the program that was created. Coming to the table with DOL, DOD, VA. So they came up with Boost the Business and the Small Business Administration. We're the ones that basically are in the classrooms conducting those trainings. 8 modules are delivered: financing, marketing, business plan, economics, and a couple of more. And we bring in our resources, including the Veterans Business Outreach Center. They're one of the lead trainers for that. And we deliver those trainings to the military installations in our territory. Then it was like, okay, wait a minute. What about those individuals that transition out that don't have access to the military installations that want to take those classes?
Right.
So they came about with the reboot. That's the same program, but it's just not delivered at a military installation. I can deliver those trainings in areas that don't have a military base next to them.
Oh,
okay, wow. I can do it in classroom. And of course, lately, I've been doing reboots online. So now those individuals have an opportunity to do the reboot program as well. After someone attends the two-day training, if they want to take another piece of it, that's a 6-week online training. And when that individual completes that, they do walk away with a business plan. You know, that business plan is spelled out where they can see it, they can understand it. Okay. So once you take the Boost the Business 2-day, you are eligible to take the follow-on class.
So Serena, that fancy clothing line you're talking about starting, maybe you need to take this class first.
Yeah, I guess I need to get started. Is there anything like that up here in the Kansas area? Because I'm not close to Florida.
Every district office has a Veterans Business Development Officer like myself.
I tell you what I was impressed with too, is the people that I met with the SBA that helped me and in one of the classes I took, they were business owners who had retired. They had had successful businesses and they wanted to give
SCORE. Back. That was SCORE.
Yeah.
Yes. SCORE has been a resource partner with SBA over 50 years.
It's amazing. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm telling you, if you want to start a business, there's no reason you can't, except for maybe money.
Yes. So that seems to be like the tedious piece of it. So someone can go through, say, for instance, let's use a military individual that transitioned out, went through Boost the Business, took the second course that came out with that business plan or whatever, sat down with SCORE, whatever, and worked that whole process. And now it comes time to the funding stage. And that's when you have to pump your brakes. Because now it's like, okay, this is what I want to do. I can't find a lending institution that's going to lend me the money because I don't have the experience in this business and they don't want to take the risks with me. So a lot of times that can be the tedious part. But what we try to stress is those individuals to continue or to start working with one of the SBA resource partners. So we mentioned SCORE a little bit. I talked about the Veterans Business Outreach Center. There's a Women's Business Center and a Small Business Development Center. So if someone is military connected or not, they can utilize those other three resource partners. And it costs them nothing but their time. I have to say that because sometimes people are here to information and sit back like, oh, that's going to cost a lot of money. You pay taxes, you are already paying for it.
Well, that's great.
I mean, there's so many opportunities for veterans. And I want to talk about franchising for a minute.
Okay.
Because it seems like most of the classes I went to, they talked about a huge opportunity for veteran franchising. Have you seen that?
So in Boost the Business, we even talk about that a little bit. There's a veterans organization that does work with individuals that's interested in franchising. And what they would do is do an assessment. So someone can think this is the type of franchise I want to get into. And when they get done with that assessment, it may show this is the franchise that you need to purchase.
Right.
Okay. This is the one, you know, where your passion is going to make it work for you. So yes. And doing Boost the Business, there wasn't a lot of information delivered. There would be a couple of individuals that was, you know, I might want to do a franchise. So we would bring in an organization called FRANET. They still help veterans or non-veterans. They do the assessment. Again, it costs the individual nothing. And they will come in and just do a whole spiel of how that would work.
Some franchises, there's a $30,000 buy-in. It's not very high, right? Some are millions. I think Chick-fil-A is one of those. I'm trying to remember. But if you want a Chick-fil-A store, you don't say, I want one in Florida. You say, I want one. They tell you where you're going to go open one.
And they tell you, yes. And that's, I know a lot of them. And because, you know, you have people that just don't know. They just think a franchise would work great right there.
Right.
No, you have a lot to learn. You have to go and get that Bible base. I call it a Bible. But just to show, right. You know, what to expect, how much skin in the game you need to have or whatever. Right. So, yeah. And even if it's a franchise, our resource partners can still assist individuals with getting into a franchise because you're still going to need a business plan, even though there is a tool already. But there's still some things that you're going to need.
There's a lot of companies that really, really want veterans because as a group, veterans and spouses, you've been in the military a while, you're organized, you follow rules. So that book they give you, those guidelines, you treat them as a Bible. You're like, here's the way to make me successful. We're used to that.
Right. So
they really love, and a lot of them will give veterans a discount actually on the franchising fee.
Oh, right. Really?
And that's, and that's why VetFran is an organization that will work with them because some individuals won't know that there is a discount. So a lot of times VetFran does that work for them to let them know, hey, they're going to give you a discount or whatever, or they may have in-house funding or whatever. So if there's a veteran that's looking to get into franchise, we would suggest, you know, working with VetFran.
Serena, maybe we need to franchise out your mom and dad's store because I like Western wear and we don't have one of those down here.
You think Nigro's Western store could make it somewhere else? We need to open it as a franchise?
Well, I'm kind
of
busy now.
Yeah, I mean, just do the marketing. I mean, you get one of the resource partners to do the marketing. And, you know, if in that territory that you're looking to open, if those numbers are right, then yes, there's a need for it.
I'll need to ask my dad if he wants me to franchise it out. Maybe I'll move down to Florida. I'll open up Nigro's Western store franchise down in Florida because you're trying to get me down there so bad, Mike.
Natalie, I don't want to take up all your time. I just wanted you to come on the show and talk a little bit about franchising. But before you go, I do want to know, is there any weird businesses that you've seen people start?
I'm not going to say the name. I really can't say what it is, but all I could do is look at the individual and say, like, you sure you want to do that? Right. You might want to do the market research or just ask around.
Be like, have you read your Bible before you start?
Yeah, and then it's like, you know what? And then come back because I don't want to tell you what to do, but are you totally sure you want to do that? So they did come back and was like, you know what? I did a little research. That's not what I wanted to do. Okay. So yeah,
okay.
You do have individuals that kind of, you know, go to the left a little bit. And I'm like, if you want it to be, you know, a legitimate business and you want to utilize maybe, you know, government funds or whatever, you have to be mindful of what you're doing.
So yeah. Will the SBA fund massage parlors? No, don't answer that. No, we're good. Legitimate ones, yes. Yeah. So just give me a few mistakes you see veterans make on the way out when they start their own business. Or do you see that?
Okay.
Since you're at the beginning, I don't know if you see long-term what happens.
You know, one big mistake is we have veterans that will start a business and never state that is a veteran-owned or service-disabled small business. And I'm like, why? Some people, you know, said they feel like that was something that they couldn't do or just didn't want to do it. But why? If you have a DD-214 that states you're veteran or service-disabled, so that's part of you. You're leaving money on the table. So you're saying everything else that my business does and everything else, and you're leaving the most important thing out, that you're military connected. Mm-hmm. And another issue I see is those individuals would get into business with someone, but this individual is using that veteran for that status, and that veteran-owned small business will wind up getting in trouble, not knowing why this person wants to be in business with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Natalie, we're going to let you go. I know you got a family and, you know, you don't want to stay on the phone with us all night because me and Serena can talk, can't we, Serena?
We could talk all night.
Okay.
Thank you so, so much for coming on. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you for everything you do for our military and our spouses. I mean, that's amazing. And I know that you provide a lot of great information and make a lot of people successful.
Okay. And thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me this platform to be able to talk about SBA and all that we do for our military community, including the spouses.
All right, Serena, so what did you think about the interview?
I thought that was great. I think it's a great tool for veterans and their spouses to use if they're looking to start their own business or if they're looking to franchise. I know that's a big thing right now. I think those are some great resources to use. I didn't know they existed. Obviously, I'm not looking to start a business because my family has their own business that they've had for 60 years.
Hold on. I thought we were going to franchise that out.
Yeah.
This is a good time to talk about your family business because you're there, you're working, and you know,
yeah.
I've been to the shop. I mean, they sell some amazing Western wear. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's a family-owned business that my grandpa started 60 years ago. And there's two stores here in the Kansas City area. One is run by my dad and my mom and my brother. And now they have sister.
All right.
There
true
because
family-owned
I've
business.
Been, yes, I've been away for 20 years with my husband's traveling around the country as he served. And then there's another store that my uncle owns with my aunt and their daughter. It's Western Wear. It used to be a grocery store and then it turned into a feed store. And now it's a clothing, Western's clothes. It's kind of trendy right now. Western's in, boots, they're definitely in, cowboy hat.
I love boots. I love boots.
And now the big thing is, I don't know if you've heard, have you ever heard of Hey Dudes, the shoes?
My daughter bought a pair of white Hey Dudes and went mudding over this past weekend. So let's not talk about them.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So my family just got Hey Dudes in and they're on the website. So you have to go check them out at nigroswesternstore.com. Nigros, N-I-G-R-O-S, westernstore.com. But the Hey Dudes are here and they are flying off the shelves. I didn't know that they were so cool until I got here.
I went with my daughter to buy them and she's like, Dad, you should get a pair. And just like the Crocs, I refused to put those on my feet, but I could be wrong. Maybe they're comfortable, but everyone loves them.
They are comfortable. My dad has a pair that he wears around the house and he wears them out. Actually, I think, I mean, he might have two pair actually.
In public?
And they're real nice. Yeah. But they have a lot of cute styles. I have to say, I'm not like into the original looking ones. I'm not really into, but they have some cool ones, like some booties with leopard and fur. So definitely go to the website and check them out or have your daughter go check them out.
Hell no.
She's a solid.
She's not listening to this one. I don't need to buy any more Hey Dudes. I just spent all that money for them to be from white to mud colored in one weekend. But back to the interview. I want to say there's a few things that caught my attention. So I started the business and I know, and they helped me a lot. They really did. They have some great information and everyone listened. They know that, but let's talk about the whole veteran status thing. So it's great. Right. And I agree with her veteran status, but one thing I didn't want to say, cause I didn't want to offend her is, you know, you want to say you're a veteran, but I've seen people that didn't get out of boot camp who say they're veterans, right? If you serve 2 months and all of a sudden everyone you talk to, you're a veteran. I don't know about those people.
Yeah, there's like whole Facebook pages dedicated to pictures of people wearing old uniforms saying that they're veterans. And you know, I mean, we're talking old uniforms that they got at Goodwill because of women like me who just dumped them all to Goodwill because I didn't want to move with them.
Right. Well, that's different. I'm talking about the people that serve, you know, a couple months, they got kicked out in boot camp and all of a sudden they think the world owes them something. Those are a different kind of veterans, and we'll just move on past that. But anyway, great interview.
I hope that it is going to lead some of our listeners to a place where they can go find out more and get started into their new business.
Right. And if anyone out there is looking for investment money, don't call us. We're broke.
Yeah.
But if you got a franchising opportunity for us, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
All right, Serena, so you know what time it is. What do you got? What are you drinking?
Drink of the week.
Oh, I like that. It's a new twist. I can't sing, so.
I mean, I don't know how that sounded. But so I tried Pineapple Life Coach by Kansas Territory Brewing Company.
You're drinking local.
Yeah, it was really good. A light lager. And I like beer, but I like Coors Light, Miller Light and those kind of beers. But I also like lighter things is what I like.
Right.
So this pineapple one was delicious. And I could easily drink a 6-pack. a hot summer night and I'd probably regret it, but they were really tasty. And I even put a lime in it, like on the top, and it was really good.
Regina puts limes in her Michelob Ultra.
Yeah. I just like citrus with beer. Even if it's just a Coors Light or a Miller Light, I'll put a citrus, like a lime or a lemon with it.
Try Shanty or something. I'll look it up.
Yeah. I like Shanties and Fat Tire, things like that. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about what happened to me. You know, I live right near OWA, OWA. It's like a amusement park down here in Foley. And it just opened not long ago. It's like five big parts. And they have the indoor water park coming next summer. I mean, they're expanding. And all that's great. And that's for kids. But they just opened up a place called Murder Creek Distillery. And someone's like, hey, have you checked it out? I'm like, no. Let me go check it out. So they have moonshine, Serena.
Oh, I do like moonshine.
And for $1. That's right, folks. $1. You can taste all 13.
What?
I know. I'm like, hold on. Let me get this straight. I'm going to give you $1 and I'm going to get 13 drinks. But it's not.
Do they have a line out the door?
It's not like huge drinks. It's like little drinks to see if you like it.
But like, even if they're shot sized, if I drink 13 shots of.
It's not a shot.
Is it an ounce?
It's just a little taste. Like, it's good though. It's worth $1. I just got to tell you, it's worth $1. But
holy crap.
And it's only like $20 a bottle too. But I bought two, you know, when I was up there because I was like, okay, I'll try a couple of these. And I bought dill pickle moonshine. And you're thinking, what the hell did you buy that for?
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, with Bloody Mary mix?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh,
for sure.
Yeah. And then I bought like a honey pecan because that is for bushwhackers.
What the heck?
I know.
Why the heck is a bushwhacker?
Oh, my God. Serena, girl, you come south.
Okay. We've been saying, like, every episode we talk about how I need to come down there. I need to.
Yeah. The easiest way to describe a bushwhacker, it's a milkshake for adults.
Okay. I've never heard. Yeah. I mean, I'm in. Milkshake, I'm in. So you put some booze in it and I'm really in.
Well, I have a moonshine distillery now about 2 miles from my house. So I don't know how long the show will last, but
we're going to go. Let's go with our dollar and then come back and record an episode.
And a bottle. We'll pick out. They had some stuff I didn't like, of course, but I don't like apple cider. So they're, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think they have a taste for everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Sounds like a cool place.
Well, it's on our list now, Serena.
Okay. Thanks for listening to this episode of Diapers and Deployments brought to you by Skill Mill.
Go to skillmill.com to check out our blog and create an account. You can also find us on social media. Let us help you find your next career.
Don't forget, that's skill with two L's and mill with one.
Until next time.